Now, we've covered this story a fair bit on Breakfast. The attempts to recover and identify the 249 First World War Australian diggers buried in a mass grave in France. Soldiers killed in the 1916 Battle of Fromelles at a location known as Pheasant Wood. The discovery of the mass grave and the archaeological dig of recent times has really rewarded the efforts of some very dedicated Australians. It was the decade-long obsession of Victorian schoolteacher Lambis Englezos, and he was assisted by a former soldier and resident from the Victorian town of Tallarook, Tim Whitford. Well, now scientists have confirmed the identities of 75 of the 249 Australian soldiers, including Tim Whitford's great-uncle, Private Harry Willis. Tim received this news yesterday and he joins us now from Tallarook. Tim, thanks for being with us. Fantastic news for you, I'd imagine.
Oh, absolutely, Fran. My cup runneth over, so to speak.
Tell us about the moment when you heard about it, because it has been a long time coming. This is what you've been working towards and hoping for.
Yeah. It was about 20 to 9 to yesterday morning. I got a phone call from my former commanding officer in the Army, and he informed me that Harry Willis had been identified in a very formal way, and once I hung up the phone, I just sat in my chair and shook.
And why were you so driven to not just look for the remains of your Uncle Harry, your great-uncle Harry, but others too? Was it the link you had with Harry as a soldier? What was driving you? When did you first learn about great-uncle Harry?
When I was just 8 years old, my nan sat me on her knee and asked me what I wanted to do when I grew up, and I said I wanted to be a soldier, and her mood just changed. You know, she said, don't you dare be a soldier, and that moment stuck with me ever since, and, you know, I ended up going on to be a soldier, but, you know, I guess it's that moment that drove me to look for Harry, and, you know, and my own. I was a soldier and there, but for the, you know, the grace of God, as they say. And, you know, it just went on from there.
Private Harry Willis was a young man. He was only 19 years old when he signed up and went over to France as part of the 31st Battalion. How was it? What was the clue? How did they know that the remains they found were those of Harry? Well, Tim, do you know that?
Yeah, I know part of that story. In 2007, they did an archaeological survey of that site, and of the 900 odd items that they found with metal detectors just on the surface of that site, one of them was Harry's good luck medallion, and that sort of led them to dig further, I think.
You've been a key part of this whole process. Have you spent a lot of time there on the battlefields?
I've been to Fromelles maybe 7-8 times, I think.
And you're still involved in this part of it?
As much as I can be. The Lambis and I have been joined at the hip for some years now, and, you know, it's advocate, 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 and, you know, we'll move on to something else now.
Well, now the remains of Harry Willis, your great-uncle, and 74 other Australians, they've already been buried, they've already got gravestones. Now what happens? Their names will be etched onto those headstones?
That's right, yep. Each one of the named men will get his own headstone. So that, I mean, it's too late for the mothers that never knew, but better late than never, I think. Gestures are important.
Okay, and Tim, just finally, what's the process from now on? Does this DNA identification process keep going?
I believe so. I believe this is only the first round, and the Army's taken many, many samples from families here in Australia, and hopefully that'll lead to quite a few more identifications.
All right, Tim, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Great news for you and your family. The remains of his great-uncle, Private Harry Willis, have been identified, one of the 75 Australian diggers of the 249, remains of 249 Australian soldiers found in the mass grave at Fromelles. That DNA identification process going really, really well.